Hello, my name is Luigi, I am a car, and this is my review of the movie Cars. Now, you might think to yourself, Luigi, I think I saw you in the movie Cars, this is true, but I had never seen it all the way through before today. So, my review is as follows. It's un film eccezionale. It is truly a magnificent film, but my review, I must say, it only gets a 3 out of 4 tires, and here is why. It could have been an even more powerful, a potente film, if it had more Italian cars. Of course, there was a Luigi, but, you know, it's not enough. And Guido, I think perhaps he's the standout part of the film. He's the most important piece. He's the only vehicle, he's not even a car, he's a little blue forklift, but he's the only vehicle who really comes through in the clutch. Everybody else, they impart their advice, they inspire the main character, they move ahead the character story. But right at the end, and this is a spoiler, so no pun intended, if you haven't seen the movie, perhaps you better turn off your computer. But right at the end, Guido is the only one. I've never seen tires change so fast. It is truly amazing, out of this world. So Guido is the true star of this film, and you know, we could have seen more. So in the end, beautiful film, truly captures the experience of driving through the American West, but I must say, only 3 out of 4 tires because not enough Italian cars. Oh, well, no, there was the Ferrari at the end, the Maserati. You see the Maseratis? There were 2 Maseratis right at the end. Okay, all right, so not maybe 3.5 tires. 3 tires and a boot. That is my review of movie Cars. Thank you very much.